Greetings and welcome to this week's Bites of Technology, a 3-minute segment where we examine the source code of our daily existence. PETA, the advocacy group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, they're now suing Texas A&M University in a First Amendment case that alleges the university is suppressing their free speech on the internet on its Facebook page. The federal lawsuit alleges that the university's Facebook administrators are using a filter on their Facebook page that keeps the group's posts hidden from the public. PETA has been advocating against the university's canine research lab, which uses dogs in researchers' study of canine muscular dystrophy. In claiming that such research is animal cruelty, and since 2016, PETA has been posting on the university's Facebook page messages criticizing the use of research torture on animals. Facebook does allow business owners and brands to filter out words or phrases that they don't want appearing on their Facebook pages, but PETA alleges that the public university's usage of such a tool prevents them from expressing their opinion in an otherwise public forum. In the lawsuit, filed earlier this week, PETA is represented by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, known for its advocacy in free speech, privacy, and net neutrality. Before Hurricane Harvey hit, every month for a year, Harris County would set new records for the number of tenants evicted in the court system. So after the hurricane hit, one of the things Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner made a point to say during one of those mini press conferences, he said landlords should be sensible and flexible, considering how the storm impacted everyone in our region. This week, local data consulting firm January Advisors released a new report that looks at the data behind Harris County evictions, which dropped to a record low number for September in 2017. That was corrected the next month when it shot back up to a record high. In recent months, the number of evictions has leveled off to their normally high numbers. But here's some more interesting data points about evictions. Evictions follow a seasonal pattern. They're higher in the summer months in January, but much lower in other winter months. In cases from 2014 to before Harvey, 97.5% of the time, landlords would win eviction cases. In cases after Harvey, 93.8% of the time, landlords win. You have been listening to Bites of Technology on listener-sponsored community radio, KPFT. I'm Brandon Moeller. And just one more thing. Today's a very special day. It's my son's birthday.
Hi, I'm Marshall. I'm 6.
Happy birthday, Marshall. ¶¶